Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 16 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Santa Ana winds are again battering Los Angeles County, where wildfires have been burning for a week now. ABC's Alex Stone.
It is windy here in Pacific Palisades and Malibu, but a bit of good news. It's not the 70-mile-an-hour winds that were feared, so high wind warnings have been allowed to expire. We're still under red flag fire warnings until tonight. I'm on the PCH, Pacific Coast Highway, next to beachside homes that are gone, burned to the ground next to the Pacific Ocean. The destruction of the fire that came through here.
Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi and Secretary of State nominee Marco Rubio, as well as others taking part in Senate confirmation hearings today. Israeli officials say Gaza ceasefire talks with Hamas have hit a last-minute snag. Goodbye, red Fruit Loops and brightly colored maraschino cherries. U.S. regulators have banned red dye number 3 from the nation's food supply. It has been banned for 35 years from cosmetics because of potential cancer risks. This is ABC News. New accusations about what's pushing up prices for prescription drugs. The Federal Trade Commission claiming pharmaceutical industry middlemen, known as PBMs, made billions of dollars by raising the prices of specialty drugs for cancer, HIV, and more. Details from ABC's Lana Moise.
The report focused on the PBMs Caremark Rx, owned by CVS Health, Express Scripts, owned by Cigna, and Optum Rx, owned by United Healthcare. The FTC claims between 2017 and 2022, those companies generated $7.3 billion in revenue by marking up dozens of drugs, some marked up by more than 1,000%. Patient advocates say more transparency is needed, with insurers themselves often in the dark about how much the prices are marked up.
A proposal from the FDA would make cigarettes less addictive by capping their nicotine content. It's unlikely to take effect anytime soon, though. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, family company.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Wednesday. It's pulled pork taco day. Stop in today for a fresh pulled taco. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Richland Locker in Richland Center is bringing you the Living High on the Hog Sale. Stock up on delicious deals like bone-in pork country ribs for just $2.28 a pound and bone-in center pork chops for only $2.98 a pound. In the deli, enjoy off-the-bone honey ham at $4.98 a pound and creamy Munster cheese for just $4.98 a pound. Don't miss out on these mouth-watering savings. Head to Richland Locker today and taste the difference quality makes. Richland Locker, where great deals meet great taste. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt-Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Autoworks, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 17 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for morning sunshine, then clouds building and breezy, a high of 21. Tonight, cloudy with snow showers likely ending after midnight, dusting to a half inch possible. A touch of freezing drizzle is also possible with steady temperatures in the low to mid-20s. And tomorrow, a few breaks of sunshine, breezy and warmer with a high of 34. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 5 below, it's 17 degrees.
Nothing is better than snuggling up at the end of a long work day with your favorite yarns. And at the Creative Outlet, we are running a 20% off sale. With yarns of different weights, fiber contents, and in a rainbow of colors, the Creative Outlet is the place you want to visit. This 20% off sale includes all in-stock yarns, needles, hooks, and patterns for both knitting and crocheting. I welcome you to visit us on Court Street or check out the Creative Outlet Facebook page to see photos of our current yarn supplies and more detailed information on this and other upcoming sales.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
It's 17 degrees in Richland Center at 1210. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A body believed to be a missing Sun Prairie woman was found on a farm field Tuesday. Sun Prairie police say the body discovered by a Dane County Sheriff's deputy matches the description of 27-year-old Ingrid Isamar Valverde Ponce, who was last seen on Saturday and reported missing on Sunday. An autopsy by the Dane County Medical Examiner will determine the identity of the body. A man last known to be with Valverde Ponce was arrested for providing false information during the investigation of her missing persons case. He's being held in the Dane County Jail. A Wisconsin Heights school student was hit by a pickup truck on school grounds Monday afternoon. In an update Tuesday, the Dane County Sheriff's Office said the 14-year-old student's injuries were non-life-threatening. However, the student was taken to UW Hospital by MedFlight. The student was hit in the parking lot at Wisconsin Heights School in the town of Black Earth. The driver of the truck was not injured and is cooperating with the investigation. Dan Houck from Southwestern Wisconsin Regional Planning gave a presentation on the Richland County Comprehensive Plan to the Richland County Executive and Finance Standing Committee at its meeting last night. He received recommendations, many of which were grammatical changes. More substantial recommendations were left out in whole or in part because they were outside of the scope of the comprehensive planning process. Some of the changes made to the plan based on feedback received during the public comment period include updated recommendations based on revisions from the Richland Resilience Land Use Group, updated the town of Dayton within the future land use map to reflect feedback from the town, and updated the town's future land use map to reflect existing land use. The committee voted to send the plan on to the full board for consideration. Public Administration Associates, LLC, gave a presentation of the administrator transition goal. The goal is for the county board to offer a contract to its selected candidate at its meeting in March and for the successful candidate to begin in the position in early to mid-May. Also approved to pass on to the full board for consideration were a water reservoir study with Delta 3 for Pine Valley Community Village. The DNR is requiring Pine Valley Community Village to repair the water reservoir. As there is rebar showing inside the tank, conduit needs repaired and isolation values need to be replaced. The cost of this water reservoir study is $15,500 and it is in three phases. The first phase at the cost of $15,500 for the study. The funding will come from Pine Valley funds and grants will be applied for. The federal government has released $42 billion to be used nationwide to deploy broadband services. They are calling this BEAD, which stands for Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program. Of that $42 billion, Wisconsin got just over $1 billion. The federal government identified areas where broadband is not available and is releasing funding for these areas. Laval and Richland Grant Telephone Cooperatives will be going after the remaining 463 serviceable structures within the county. The committee agreed to endorse and assist the two companies in obtaining BEAD assistance. Simons Recreation Complex receives regular donations to provide free and discounted swim lessons and pool passes, which are deposited into the SRC Fund 37 donation account. The Natatorium Board has reviewed the report of free and discounted lessons and passes provided in 2024 and has recommended transfer of these funds from the Fund 37 donation account to the Fund 36 operating budget account. The total amount of this transfer is $1,400. Simons Recreation Complex also receives regular donations from members and the Simons Recreation Complex Foundation to make facility improvements and equipment purchases. Donations from the Simons Recreation Complex Foundation to the Simons Recreation Complex total $11,000. The Natatorium Board is asking for approval to accept those donations. And approval of a 2025 educator contract between Richland County and UW Extension in the amount of $99,500 and a memorandum of understanding between the county and the UW Extension. Senator Howard Markline submitted a public comment to the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration in opposition to its proposed emergency response standard. The proposed emergency response standard would place additional onerous requirements on local fire departments, including increased training hours, annual vehicle operator training, mandatory written plans, and more. Fire departments will have to follow and comply with these provisions, regardless of size or location.
I have heard from many of the 60 fire districts in my Senate district. I am very concerned about the proposed OSHA rules as they are. This one-size-fits-all approach does not work for rural Wisconsin. The proposed rule includes about 1,500 mandatory requirements.
OSHA estimates the cost of compliance will be $14,000 per year for small volunteer fire departments. Senator Markline does not have a role in the rulemaking process because OSHA is a federal agency. However, the proposed rule is open for public comment through Friday. The Republican-controlled Wisconsin State Assembly passed a bill Tuesday that will allow voters to add an amendment to the state constitution requiring a photo ID to vote. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says the Assembly should be taking up issues Wisconsinites are concerned with. Speaker Robin Voss countered, saying Democrats haven't introduced any other bills to take up. If passed in April, the amendment would require voters to show a valid voter ID from the state, the federal government, a federally recognized Native American tribe, or a state college or university. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments on Tuesday over how the Department of Natural Resources can enforce the state's hazardous spill laws when it comes to PFAS. Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley says the DNR doesn't have the authority to force cleanups until the legislature decides how much PFAS can be considered hazardous. Liberal Justice Jill Karofsky says the argument from the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce is misleading because the DNR has the authority to regulate spills whether or not the individual chemical is listed in state statutes. The court's liberal majority may make a ruling on the issue before the spring elections when Liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley will be stepping down. The case document in the Netflix series Making a Murderer may go back to in court. Stephen Avery's appeal is on a list of opinions set for release today. Avery, along with his nephew, Brandon Dassey, are serving life sentences for the 2005 murder of Teresa Halbach. Avery's defense team has filed an appeal to reverse his conviction. Avery has made multiple attempts to appeal his conviction and get a new trial. Brandon Dassey will be able to ask for parole in 2048. Dassey appealed his conviction to the United States Supreme Court. The justices declined to hear his case. It's 18 degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. Before joining a fitness center, DATCAP warns to be cautious of scams. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Helping you build a better life. WCC U Credit Union feels so right.
Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online, too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you be.
It's back down to 17 degrees in Richland Center at 1221. Now that the new year is underway, many individuals are working hard at honoring a new year's resolution they made. A common resolution is to lose weight and get fit, which is usually done at a gym or fitness center. Before becoming a member at a fitness facility, be cautious to avoid being scammed. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection.
Shop around. You know, before you purchase a gym or fitness center membership, be sure to understand the terms and conditions of any membership that you're looking at, including the length of time and the payment amounts that you'd be responsible for. Understand the fitness center's cancellation policies and ask a customer service representative if you have questions. Things like figuring out what's important to you in a fitness center. What's the location options? The hours? What equipment do they have available? Don't give into sales pressures. They may ask you to sign up right away or say that this offer is limited time. Still, take your time to make sure you're picking the right one.
New membership offers might look like a great deal, but make sure you are not paying too much during the length of your contract.
Know the cost. Understand when and how discounts will end, how long you're committing to paying for a membership by taking advantage of them, and then try it out. See if you can get a trial time period before you commit. Ask for that visitor pass so you can see how the facility suits you. Do they have the classes you want during the times that you will be able to use the club? See if there's long lines for equipment, but be sure you're going during the hours that work best for you so you're evaluating it on the right criteria. And then get a sample contract. Read all those terms and conditions of the membership contract before signing and paying anything.
Be sure to take precautions in the event the gym or fitness center struggles and closes.
Some new centers close within a short period of time or they fail to open at all. So contracts must guarantee that unopened locations and services will be available for use within 6 months of signing. If any facility or service becomes unavailable during the length of the contract, the consumer is entitled to choose an adjusted refund or transfer of the unused portion of the membership to any affiliated center. And if they choose a refund, it's the center's responsibility to provide the consumer with the adjusted refund.
Michelle Reinen says that there might be a chance a new owner may honor your contract.
If another company buys that facility that you join, the new owner may be under no obligation to honor your contract. So keep that in mind for how much you maybe prepay in advance of using services. So if something closes, you're not out a lot of money. If you collect more than $100 before using services, then the facility needs to have proof of financial responsibility on file with DADCAP. So you can call in advance to signing a contract to check out to be sure that that proof of financial responsibility is on file with us.
To verify the facility's proof of financial liability or to report a scam, Contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. With high respiratory illness activity throughout Wisconsin, the Department of Health Services urges you to get vaccinated against respiratory illnesses as soon as possible and reminds you it's not too late to get the protection that can help avoid serious illness this season. Flu, COVID-19, and RSV activity levels are increasing across the state and nationwide. Emergency department visits due to respiratory viruses have also increased, especially in infants, young children, and older adults. Brandy Anderson is the Richland County Public Health Nurse.
We are very vigilant about monitoring reports of diseases that are usually reported to us by labs, hospitals, clinics. And of note, recently, you know, we're aware of the increase in the RSV, COVID, flu testing, you know, and in the past year, there's been the concern about pertussis as well. And in Richland County, we're grateful to not see anything significant at this time, but we're definitely keeping an eye on the situation and we're aware of it, and we do surveillance daily and weekly for all of these illnesses.
Being up to date on vaccinations is something Richland County Public Health encourages daily.
31% of Wisconsinites have received a flu shot. Unfortunately, only about 15% have received an updated COVID vaccine this season. There is updated information, though, on the Wisconsin DHS website specific to Richland County that people can access. I think the most recent information I saw, Richland County was somewhat close to the Wisconsin average, a little bit below. So, you know, of course, we'd like to see an increase in vaccine rates. Richland County Public Health does have flu and COVID shots available for uninsured and uninsured populations. And we also have flu vaccine available for purchase or for billing certain insurances here. We have that for children and adults. And we also can get RSV vaccine for people that are uninsured or underinsured through our program rules.
If you are in need of vaccinations, Anderson says Richland County Public Health offers clinics on a regular basis.
We do have standing vaccine clinics every month offered here. Those usually occur on Thursdays from 9 to 4 p.m. We've expanded our hours. For January, we have one coming up on the 16th. We have only an afternoon clinic that day from 1 to 4 p.m., but we have a immunization clinic schedule posted to our website if people are interested. It helps if people call ahead of time because we can discuss their vaccine needs and what they're due for on the phone, and then it also helps, you know, to schedule families for that reason if there's more than one person coming in.
In addition to getting vaccinated, you can take simple actions to increase your protection levels, keeping yourself and loved ones safer this season.
We strongly encourage good hand washing, staying home if you're sick, you know, if you're starting to feel unwell, if you have a cough, sore throat, fever, those kind of things. We really do want you to stay home until you're feeling better. You know, getting tested for illnesses, going to your doctor and seeing if there's something that you maybe need treatment or some type of medication for. That's not always the case, but it's always certainly a good idea to maybe call your doctor's office or your local healthcare provider to see if that's something that's appropriate for you. But definitely good hand washing, taking care of yourself, getting plenty of rest, sleep, nutrition, all of those things do play a big part in preventing you from getting sick.
Richland County Public Health will hold a vaccination clinic tomorrow from 1 to 4. There is no charge to children covered by Badger Care or Medicaid or who have no or limited vaccine coverage. Adult tetanus is also provided at no charge to eligible individuals. To make an appointment, call 608-647-8821. Please bring your immunization record to the clinic. 70 units of blood were collected yesterday at the Muscadet Community Blood Drive, including 20 double red cell donations for the American Red Cross. Registration volunteers were Jackie Schmadick, Charlene Stanichka, Caitlin Miller, and Kate Frazier. Pleasant Valley AM Church served refreshments and provided homemade baked goods. The next Muscadet Community Blood Drive will be held Tuesday, March 25th from 11:30 to 5:30 and is available for scheduling now. A Red Cross blood drive is being held today until 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. Appointments are appreciated. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Volunteers are also needed to help tear down following the blood drive today. Today's winner of $500 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Jean Delameter of Richland Center on ticket number 109. It's 18 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
When car trouble strikes, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is here for you. Known for quality collision repairs and outstanding service, we ensure your car is in expert hands. And with our complimentary loaners, you'll stay mobile and stress-free. At Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, we pride ourselves on excellence and our stellar reputation. Choose us for your auto body collision repair needs and see why our customers keep coming back. Drop by today on Elm Street in Boscobel or reach us at 608-375-4434.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Start the year off right. Cozy up and save big at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From January 6th through January 17th, get 10% off all mattresses and make your home the coziest place to be this winter. Whether you're upgrading for better sleep or just need a fresh start, we've got the perfect mattress waiting for you. But don't wait. This sale ends January 17th. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center today and start sleeping better tonight. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional, friendly, stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
It's 18 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Wednesday afternoon, January 15th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Richard Allen, Dick Martin, 82 of rural Muscadet, died January 7th at home. A private family celebration of life will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale FFA. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Dick Martin is survived by his wife, Jan, son, Richard and Becca of Muscadet, two granddaughters, siblings, Barbara and Kurt Reithel of Holman, Myron and Lois Martin of Richland Center, Melvin and Connie Martin of Dysart, Iowa, and Marilyn Martin of Madison. Brothers-in-law Chuck Nolan of St. Paul, Minnesota, Kurt Nolan of Madison, and Tim Nolan of Cedarburg. Sisters-in-law Pastor Jill Nolan and Cliff Sanderson of Montello, and Julie Nolan and Rich Stedman of Ithaca, New York. Special aunt, nieces, nephews, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Richard Allen, Dick Martin, 82 of rural Muscadet. Geraldine Mathias, 87 of Menasha, formerly of Chicago, died January 7th. Graveside services will be held in the Avoca Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Jerry Mathias is survived by her daughter, Val and Anthony Shaw, two grandchildren, and many great-grandchildren. Geraldine Mathias, 87 of Menasha, formerly of Chicago. June E. Strait, 79 of Richland Center, died Friday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Viroqua Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. June Strait is survived by her son, Dane Henry Strait, sister, Barbara and Clifford of Macon, Missouri, brothers Warren and Susan of Eau Claire, and Randy and Ramona of Green Bay, many nieces and nephews, and other extended family members. June E. Strait, 79, of Richland Center. Jean M. Reese, 85, of Richland Center, died December 11th at Rainbow Hospice Care. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Beulah Wesleyan Church in Gillingham. Memorials may be made to the Beulah Wesleyan Church. Jean Reese is survived by two sons, Jeffrey Reese and Eileen Molly Russo, and David and Diane Marie Reese, a nephew and three nieces. Jean M. Reese, 85, of Richland Center. Judy Ann Harper, 78, of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center, died January 5th after a battle with ALS. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care in Middleton. A private burial will take place at Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care Friday from 4 until 6, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Judy Harper is survived by her husband Bob, three children, Cindy and Mike Smits, Bob and Michelle Harper, and Mike and Christy Harper, seven grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Gerald, Toby Halverson, Sandra and Kelly Ferguson, Janice and Butch Keller, Roger Halverson, and Vicki Adams. Also many other relatives and friends. Judy Ann Harper, 78, of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center. John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville, died Wednesday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 to 4 at Duke's Brew Pub in Dodgeville. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. John Beatty is survived by his mother, Shirley Beatty of Boscobel, sister Jean Roth and Ed Edwards of Boscobel, a nephew, two great-nephews, along with other relatives and friends. John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville. Robert J. Gasper, 86, of Lone Rock, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Robert Gasper is survived by his longtime companion, Elaine Bauer, daughter Cheryl and Joel Haverlin, two grandsons, a granddaughter, five great-grandchildren, daughter-in-law Beth Gasper, Elaine's children, Renee and Larry Hooks, and Jeffrey and Susie Bauer, Elaine's grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and many other relatives and friends. Robert J. Gasper, 86, of Lone Rock. Marcia L. Ressler, 63, of Rock Springs, died unexpectedly yesterday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Monday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the church Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family. Marcia Ressler is survived by her husband Terrence, two sons, Abraham and Kelsey Knuth of Ironton, and Isaac and Stephanie Knuth of Loganville, a daughter, Jenna Kruger of North Freedom, 10 grandchildren, sisters Marie and Joseph Latica of Hillsboro, Margot and John Kruger of Reedsburg, Marjorie and Robert Bruja of Hartford, and Miriam McBain of Reedsburg. Brothers George Spencer and Jean Spencer, both of Reedsburg. Brothers-in-law Tommy and Deanne of Loganville. Timmy and Linnell Ressler of Reedsburg. Teddy and Tammy Ressler of Lime Ridge. And Todd and Laura Ressler of Trempealeau. Sisters-in-law Debbie Labansky of Reedsburg. Barbie and Randy Halliday of Kashina. And Doug and Kim Hoy of Baraboo. Good friend Daniel Knuth of Reedsburg. Many nieces and nephews, and many good friends. Marcia L. Ressler, 63, of Rock Springs. Carol Darlene Wagner McCormick, 92, of Richland Center, died yesterday at home. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Carol McCormick is survived by 5 children, Karen and Ralph Morris of Wisconsin Rapids, Daniel and Sandy McCormick of Richland Center, Philip and Julie McCormick of Boaz, Mary McCormick and Howard Oates of Soldiers Grove, and Frank and Michelle McCormick of Muscadet. 2 daughter-in-laws, Paulette Wagner of Smyrna, Tennessee, and Marlene McCormick of Wisconsin Rapids. 20 grandchildren, many great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren, special friends, Joan Caldwell of Texas and Dorothy Milner of Richland Center, sister-in-law, Phyllis Wagner of Oswego, Illinois, and many other relatives and friends. Carol Darlene Wagner McCormick, 92, of Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a 4-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Westwood Assisted Living Community at Schmidt Woodland Hills is a family environment that provides tailored assistance with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation, ensuring that residents receive the support they need. The family environment fosters a community atmosphere, encouraging social interaction through group activities, events, and outings. Respite Care in Westview provides temporary relief for primary caregivers. This can be beneficial for families needing a break or for those recovering from surgery or illness. It allows seniors to experience assisted living services without a long-term commitment. Knowing that loved ones are in a supportive environment with access to care can alleviate stress for family members. Contact Schmidt Woodland Hills for details about the availability of the full continuum of care.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
The Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Daniel and Casey Broadbent. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Hope you're having a good Wednesday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, a bit chilly out there yet today, and clouds will be filling in throughout the afternoon as a weather system slides in from the west and northwest. This is producing some snow showers in parts of central and northeast Minnesota. Those will track in northwest Wisconsin this afternoon and sweep southeast across the state tonight. Most of them will go just north and east of our listening area, but we could be grazed with a dusting, so keep an eye on those those road conditions for this evening. Otherwise, warmer weather can be expected tomorrow and Friday as mild Pacific air floods across the region, pushing the temperatures about 10 or 12 degrees above normal. Enjoy that because another big blast of cold air on the way by the weekend. Now, this air coming in Sunday, Monday looks to be the coldest that we've had so far this winter season. We will likely see some extreme cold advisories in place across the region, with those wind chills at least touching close to 30 below zero, so be careful with that. There should be a bit of warming by the mid portion of next week, and it looks pretty dry next week as well. For the rest of today, look for cloud cover gradually moving in, breezy with a high of 21, southwest wind up to 15. Cloudy tonight with snow showers likely ending after midnight, just a dusting to a half inch possible, but there could be some patchy freezing drizzle as well. Temperatures steady in the low to mid 20s. Tomorrow, a few breaks of sunshine, breezy and warmer, high about 34, northwest wind 10 to 20. And Friday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and quite mild. Spotty light rain and snow showers are possible for the afternoon, with a high of 39 degrees. Heading into Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, and much cooler, low 13 with a high of 20. Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold, low 5 below with a high of 3. Monday, lots of sunshine, breezy, and frigid. Low 12 below zero with a high of zero. Tuesday's low 13 below, high of 10. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good afternoon.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 19 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 12, our low this morning was 5 below. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 20. Our record high for this state was set in 1974 at 56 degrees. The record low, 38 below, was set in 1963. Last year's high was 5 with a low of 14 below. Sunset today will be at 4:51, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:31. Currently in Richland Center, we have northerly winds 6 to 9 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.17 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 20 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Is there economic opportunity ahead for U.S. agriculture? Find out today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers are used to handling crop protection chemicals, livestock insecticides, and medications on a regular basis. Each product has information on safe handling. Make sure you and everyone else using these products knows and follows the directions for proper handling. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. If the overall economy is doing well, individual segments of that economy will do well. Matt Roberts is an independent ag economist from Ohio.
We're not living in an awful time. In fact, we are actually living at like the absolute peak of human civilization. Okay? There's never been a time in history where people have been healthier or happier or wealthier than this moment right now.
So there's your rising tide, says Roberts.
If you want to know what has been behind the explosive growth of agriculture over the past four decades, it's right here. All right. And almost everything good that has happened to almost every sector of agriculture in which we operate in is right here. Okay. It's exploding wealth globally.
Robert says the percentage of the world's population living in extreme poverty has declined by 2/3 in the last 25 years. But with that, he says, comes a more discriminating food consumer.
Wealth is not only the source of probably nearly everything and the prices that we've had over the past few decades, it's also the problem.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
...2025 has some changes to the crop insurance program. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, the USDA has withdrawn its proposed fair and competitive livestock and poultry markets rule. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says by withdrawing the rule ahead of the incoming Trump administration, it preserves the department's ability to re-examine the issue in the future.
In addition to finalizing the rule, incoming administration could also change the rule. And in doing so, would have a quicker route to a change because they wouldn't have to do much of the preliminary work that goes into completing a rule or fashioning a rule.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association says the proposed regulation, if finalized, would have dismantled current cattle marketing agreements, reversed decades of innovation in the cattle industry, and threatened producer profitability. Today, USDA released its final version of the Poultry Grower Payment Systems and Capital Improvement Systems rule. Vilsack says that rule creates a more balanced and fair tournament system. A crop insurance specialist with Farm Credit Illinois says changes to the federal crop insurance program present some opportunities for farmers. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
Jack Young says farmers can protect even more of their crop in 2025 with improvements to the Enhanced Coverage Option, or ECO.
The subsidy is actually increased a bit on that Enhanced Coverage Option. That is going to net result a little lower cost to the producer to go to the 90 or 95% coverage level. It is going to be a game changer, I think, for a lot of producers.
He tells Brownfield the rest of the federal program remains unchanged.
Your normal programs, your revenue protection, your yield protection, your area protection are all functioning the same as what you've seen in the past.
Crop insurance decisions must be made by March 15th. Young says farmers need to discuss potential enrollment in the ECO coverage option with their local crop insurance agent. From the Farm Credit Illinois Fielding Forward event in Champaign, Illinois, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Farming sustainably in 2025 could provide farmers with additional revenue. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has more from the Fort Wayne Farm Show.
East Region Sustainable Ag Manager Marty Templeton with Nutrien Ag Solutions says farmers are looking for more ways to increase their profitability in 2025.
Especially where the ag market is right now with the ROI for the growers out there, it's a very tight economy compared to the past few years. And so anything that you can do to bring an extra revenue stream to the acre, I think, is going to be beneficial to the grower.
He tells Brownfield many farmers are already using sustainable practices and have seen the benefits.
We think of these as good agronomy. Trying to hold the soil in place, build soil health is what all of these practices are really based on.
Templeton says Nutrien and Bungie have additional offerings through their regenerative ag program to offer additional opportunities for growers to meet consumer demand. From Fort Wayne, Indiana, I'm Aaron Anderson for Brownfield.
And I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the Corn Belt into the Corn Rootworm Belt. But DeKalb Brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb Brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hello, this is Chase Heston with Tim's Hot Dogs Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Last week, we had a bigger crowd and a good sale. Large squares topped at $185 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Watch for upcoming online-only auctions. We are getting one ready right now. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cash cattle trades underway. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There's a light round of direct cash cattle trade activity that's taking place. Live deals in Kansas are marked at $201. That's about steady with last week's weighted averages. Asking prices are holding firm in the south at $202 to $205 live, while the north has remained quiet. Look for more business to pick up over the balance of the week. Box beef is mixed at midday with late to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.43 at $334.41. Select is $1.45 lower at $317.26. At the Imperial Livestock Auction in Nebraska, there was a good selection of feeders offered. The USDA says it was met with good demand from buyers both in-house and online. Receipts were up from the most recent sale. Feeder supply included 63% steers, with 76% of the offering over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 654 to 664 pounds, brought $309 to $321. Feeder steers, 713 to 737 pounds, brought $282 to $298.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 600 to 636 pounds, brought $297 to $304. Feeder heifers, 784 to 788 pounds, brought $251 to $267. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday due to packer submission problems. There's some overall optimism in the hog market right now as buyers and sellers continue to see strong demand for U.S. pork on the global market. Processors were more aggressive in their procurement efforts on Tuesday, bidding up to move needed numbers. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights, which did pull back about a pound from last week, but are still about a pound heavier than last year. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets remain steady at $58. In Illinois, solder sow prices were a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $38 to $50. Barrels and gilts were steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $46 to $56. And pork values were higher at midday, up 91 cents at $91.12. Ribs, hams, butts, and picnics were all higher. Bellies and loins were weak to lower. For the latest in ag news, markets, and weather, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Consider the big picture of agriculture and the weather outlook with experts Dr. Gary Schnitke and Eric Snodgrass during Compeer Financial's free Crop Insurance Spring Update webinars. Find more details and register at Compeer.com. Leave feeling empowered to build a strong risk management plan for whatever the growing season brings. Learn more and register for the January 16th and February 27th webinars at Compeer.com.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
Getting to know your fresh chilies. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. While many chilies are hot, 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 they can do more than just provide heat to your culinary dish. Here's what we know about them. Botanists have determined that chilies were first cultivated by native populations in modern-day Bolivia, Mexico, and Peru. The popularity of pepper spread through the Americas and the Caribbean islands, and a wide variety of cultivars were then developed. Through trade and colonial routes, chilies made their way then to Europe, Asia, and Africa. So let's talk about those chilies. Poblanos are mild and fruity and can be charred and incorporated into a ton of dishes. When they're dried, they're actually called anchos. Jalapenos are shiny and crunchy when fresh and are actually considered a medium-level heat. Fresno peppers are slightly sweet, smoky, and are typically red when ripe. They're named for the California county where that cultivar was developed. As you get higher on that hotness scale, you'll find serranos, which look like mini jalapenos, Thai or bird's eye chilies, and then the habanero, which is usually red or orange, and it packs a fiery, lingering heat that isn't tempered by its delightful fruity flavor. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log